Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Samach, the second to last daf here in Masechta, and we are on a Nun Tes Amabez. We did the Mishnah. We did the Mishnah talking about Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim. What happens if Basar becomes Tameh? Right, one is not allowed to become one is not allowed to let meat become Tameh. Kedusha, the Basar has Kedusha. We've noted in the past that not only is there a problem of allowing meat, kachim, to become tamei, I'm not allowed, it's the Chiddush of the Ramban in the beginning of Maseches Chulin, I'm not allowed to even make, or I shouldn't even make, allow kachim to become Safek tamei. Safek tamei, that's the Ramban in the beginning of Chulin where he says that's the language of Shmira. Whenever you have to guard something, that means the Torah is saying you're not allowed to even let it to get into the situation of Suffolk, right? Kachim and Shruma both have to be guarded. Guarded means not only Vadai problems, but even Suffolk problems. And that's why we had the sugi earlier and comes up in the Psachim in the Bavli, the Flam Adalot about Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas, just not focusing on it could lead to maybe a Psul Haguf, right? Not just a psul tuma of a possibility of tamei, but the second that I'm not focusing on it, that's already a vadai problem, because that's considered a psul aguf, because there's a positive requirement of shmira, and I'm not allowed to let it get into even suffix. So again, there aren't too many things that have shmira, kachim, truma, matzah, but not too many other things where there's a requirement of shmira. You might say the whole Torah has a requirement of shmira. Also, mishmeres l'mishmarti, and that's the source of Chazal making Yisurei d'Rabbanan. But we have to make sure that we don't even get into the situation of Safek, and maybe that relates to the Machlokas Rambam Rashba about Safek d'Araisa l'chumra being a din d'Rabbanan or a din d'Araisa. But that's a little bit about Shmira. So the Mishnah had yesterday on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis the different shitas about what happens if Basar becomes Tameh. Where does it have to be burned? You have to burn the basar that became tamei. Often in throughout the kachim masechtas, pigul, noser, and tamei are always put together. Right, those all have to be burned. Pigul, noser, and tamei. Many different halachas that relate to all three of them. So here we're talking about tuma. So we have the four shitas: Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer. Beis Shammai says that's the first shita. Beis Shammai says that if a basar becomes tamei, everything you could burn inside the Beis HaMikdash. You don't have to take it out. Except if it became Tameh in a very serious way, from an Ava Tuma Bachutz. Tameh from an Ava Tuma Bachutz, Beis Shammai says you have to burn it outside. But all others can be burned inside. Beis Hillel kind of has the opposite Shita. Everything is burned outside, except if it became Tameh with the low-level Tuma, Vlada Tuma inside. That's the only one that could stay inside. Vlada Tuma Bifnim. Number two. Number three, Rabbi Eliezer said, it goes by that you don't care about geography. Just care about avatoma or vladatoma. Avatomas are burned outside, and things that became tummy with an avatoma, and vladatomas are inside. Rabbi Akiva said, "Makom tumaso shum srefaso." Wherever it became tummy, that's where it is burnt. Good. So now the Gemara asks, when we say avatoma and vladatoma in the Mishnah, what does that mean? Avatuma and Vladatuma. So Machlokes Bar Kapara and Rabbi Yochanan. Bar Kapara says, Bar Kapara Amar, Avatuma Dvar Torah, Vladatuma Midivrehem. Simple. Avatuma means, it became Nitma Mida Araisa. And Vladatuma Mita Midrabanan. And that's why, as the Gemara is going to say, we understand distinctions between the Araisa and the Rabanan. And that's why there's, different levels of Chumra when it comes to the first three Shitas. The first three Shitas in the Mishnah all are machalic between Vladatuma and Avatuma, so it could basically be more machmer by Dinim, by Tuma Daraisa than by Tuma Durabanan. That's Bar Kapara. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no, Beinzeh Oveinzeh Dvar Torah. They're both Daraisa, even Vladatuma. Sometimes you could have a Vladatuma, that's Batame Mi Daraisa. Vlad just means a Rishon. Vlad is something less than an Av. So you have a Rishon Latuma Mi Daraisa. So there are cases that one could come up with, and Rabbi Yochanan says both of those are Daraisa, that's what's being referred to in the Mishnah. Look at the Pnei Moshe. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Avatuma, Latame Acherim, Bein Vladatuma, Latame Acherim, Dvar Torah, Tachsiv, Abasra, Sheiga, Bechotame, Lo Yachel, Umilo Askinan. Aren't we talking about Denaga Barishon? Vavila Basra Sheini. Right, it could be, right, we know that a Rishon can make food a Sheini, Midaraisa. We said yesterday or 2 days ago that a person or a Kli could only become Tami from an Avatuma. Remember the four things that become tamei: adam, kelim, ochle, mashkim. Right. So adam, kelim can only become tamei from an avatuma midaraisa. Midrabanan can become tamei from less, like we spoke about mashkin midrabanan. But an avatuma, adam, kelim only from an avatuma. But ochlenu mashkin could become tamei from a rishon latuma. If a rishon latuma touches food, then food becomes tamei from a sheni midaraisa. Shlishi and Revi are all drabanan. That's extra. That's by Truma and by Kacha. But that's Rabbi Yochanan Chita, that they're all da'araisa. And Bar Kapara says, no, Darabanan. So the Gemara says, I don't understand all these chilukim according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that it's all da'araisa. So why should there be all these distinctions? So Vakasha, Rabbi Yochanan, al de Beishamai. Trying to fit in Rabbi Yochanan Chita that had both Daraisa for Beishamai, because Beishamai makes Chilukah. Beishamai Omrin. Beishamai said in the Mishnah, Hakol Yisrael Bifnim, Chutz Mishinit Abavatum Abachutz. Beishamai says, you're allowed to burn everything inside except for the most egregious, the most serious. Avatum outside, Mabin Avatum Abachutz, Mabin Vladatum Abachutz. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, what's the difference? If they're both Daraisa, so what's the difference between an Av and a Vladatum Abachutz? Zevezel Lodvar Torahu? Aren't they both Daraisa? So why would Beishamai say that there's a chiluk between being nitva but an avatuma bachutz and a vladatuma bachutz? And not only that, vafilah de beisilolo makashia. Even isn't it a problem according to beisilol too? According to Rabbi Yochanan, the beisilolo mriy makol yisarif bachutz chutz bishenitva ba avladatuma bifnim. Beisilol says everything is burned outside except for nitva ba avatuma bifnim. Ma bein vladatuma bifnim. Ma bein avatuma bifnim. What's the difference? Zevezel lo dvar tarahi. Right? Aren't both of them da'araisa? So therefore, says the Gemara, I don't understand how Rabbi Yochanan fits in to explain Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, and there's no answer given. No answer given for that. But that's the chilik of the Gemara according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel. Interesting, we usually think that Beis Hillel, most of the time, not all, there's a whole list in the beginning of Beitza of the opposite, but usually Beis Hillel is the more mako, and Beis Shammai is the more machmir. So here, is there a more machmir or more mako, or is it just different? Right, it's just different, right? So one says they have to burn everything outside, one burns everything inside. What's the chumrah to bring it in or to have it out? So it's not really a chumrah and a kula here. It's more the machmer on kedushas migdash might be machmer to bring it outside. It's a little hard to put this into one of those categories. But that's Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Within Rabbi Yochanan, we don't understand the chilukim because why should they be a chiluk if they're both araisa? So now we switch to the Bar Kapara. Right? Lo havi barabanan ella al de Bar Kapara. The Rabbanan really only focused on Bar Kapara. The Tikkun Chazitin here says, Lo shakli vitari Rabbanan ella leferushi masnisa de libet Bar Kapara. The Rabbanan really only analyzed within Bar Kapara. I think we had a couple of days ago, the Tikkun Chazitin made an important comment. He said, often the Yerushalmi doesn't go so deeply into shitas that we don't paskin like. Sometimes the Bavli would go into very deeply, have dafim and sugyas to shitas that we don't paskin like. But I think the Tikkun Chazitin said a couple of days ago that it's the derech of the Yerushalmi not to do that. So we had that a couple of days ago. If I could find it in a second. If not, we'll leave it for now. Here it is. The Mem Ches Amid Aleph. Mem Ches Amid Aleph. V'lochash laharich b'kushyos ha'acheros shebebavli u'liyashva maliba d'man d'amar tzafon v'dor munachim v'shud l'as helchaz ha'kavasei v'lav urcha d'Yerushalmi laharich b'pilpula shalal liba d'hilchasa. So again, we had that 12 days ago, but that's the an important comment of the Tikkun Chazitin about Derech Halimud of the Yerushalmi, that there's less lengthy discussions about Shittas that we don't paskin like. Either way, this is within Machlokas Tumah V'Tahara, which is not Lamaise in any case, but again, we're going to go into Bar Kapara. So, Lavi Rabbanan Ela de Bar Kapara. The Rabbanan only discussed Bar Kapara. So Bar Kapara was the said the Chilak is Daraisa de Rabbanan. Nitva Ba'avatum in the Mishnah meant Daraisa, and Nitva Ba'avatum meant Rabbanan. So Vakasha, the Bar Kapara, the Beishami, Beishami, Bar Kapara also has problems. Bar Kapara has a question on within Beishami Shita. Why? The Beishami Yomrim, I'll call you sorry, Bifnim, Chutz mi Nitma Ba'avatum Abachutz, says the Vakasha Bar Kapara would be, if Avatum is Daraisa, so why should there be a Chilik Pnim and Bachutz? Why shouldn't all daraisas be treated the same way? Ma bein avatuma, bein bachutz, bein befnim, zeveze lo dvar tarahu. So isn't it both the same? So why does Beis Shammai say only a nitzma ba'avatuma bachutz is burned outside, and an avatuma befnim is burned inside? But if they're both daraisa and they're both serious, they should both be burned outside. So why is that? Why only does Beis Shammai say that everything is burned bifnim except for avatuma? Why does an avatuma bifnim allow to be burned bifnim? That's basically the question. Why do you leave it there, an avatuma bifnim? If, again, a piece of meat became tame from an avatuma in the Beis HaMikdash, you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean? If it's daraisa, so take it out, just like if it was nitma outside. So the Gemara says, really, Beis Shammai is a little bit based on the later shita in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva. Begin the Rabbi, it's not the same exact shita, but he also holds of an element of Rabbi Akiva. Begin the Rabbi Akiva Amru, Makam Tumaso, Sham Te Surefaso. Remember the last shita was Rabbi Akiva. Wherever it became Tameh, that's where it's burned. You don't move it. So we're suggesting now that Beis Shammai also has part of that. That if you have an Av Hatuma, Shenitma, if Unitma Bav Hatuma Bifnim, you burn it there. You burn it there. He's not exactly, Beis Shammai and Rabbi Akiva aren't exactly the same shita, right? Because what happens about a Vlad Hatuma Bachutz? If something was Nimba Vlad Hatuma Bachutz, Beis Shammai says you bring it in and you burn it. And Rabbi Akiva says no. Welcome to Maso, Sham Sehei, Tzrefaso. So they're not the exact same shita, but the Gemara is suggesting that Beis Shammai holds partially of that Svara of Rabbi Akiva. That is how we work out for Bar Kapara's Beis Shammai. And now the other way. Right? Is it Bar Kapara also a problem with Beis Hillel? Because again, what does Beis Hillel say? Beis Hillel says everything's burned outside except for Nitma b'vlada tuma b'fnim. But what do you mean? All vlada tuma is a drabanan. So ma bein vlada tuma bein b'fnim bein b'chutz. Zevezel lo mi divrayim hu. Right? If Nitma vlada tuma is a drabanan. So according to Beis Hillel, why does he say everything has to be burned outside? Right? If something was nitma b'vlada tuma outside, so bring it in. Right? What's the difference? They're both drabanan anyway. So why wouldn't you bring it inside? So the Gemara says, well, Beis Hillel is based on another shita. Just like we said, Beis Shammai is based a little bit on Rabbi Akiva. So we say Beis Hillel is based a little bit on Rabbi Shimon. Which Rabbi Shimon? In a different context. Begin the Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Ma'achalo umashko shel mitzora. If you have food of a mitzora, the Tiklan Chatan changes the girsa to Ein Mevian. Ein Mevian. Right? Chutz l'shel shmachanos. There's no requirement to bring that outside the three machanos. Or, the gears that we have is, it's sent out, chutz l'shalosh machanos. But what does Rabbi Shimon hold? Look at the Tiklan Chavitin of here's Girsa, Hachi Garcinan. The Rabbi Shimon Amar Ochle Mashkin Shol Bitzora, Ein Mevin l'shalosh machanos. Ula Hachi, Mashinitma Bachutz, Ap Mevladatuma. That's why Beis Hillel says, the only thing that's burned inside is Nitma Bavladatuma Bifnim. If it's Nitma Bavladatuma Bachutz, then we treat that just like there's an extension of the Mitzora Tuma. This is an extension of other Tumas. We leave it outside. We don't bring it in. Again, it doesn't say Mishtalchin. Don't know the Mishtalchin, because then we'd be Mishtalech even Vlada Tuma Bifnim, which basically says that's the only thing that's burned Bifnim. No, that's why he changed the Girsa from Mishtalchin, sent out, just at least Ein Mevian. You don't bring it in. You don't bring it in. The Rabban is Ein Mevian Lefnim. Rabbi Shimon Zeh Lo Matzasi Makomo. Says the Tanakh Chalitin, I'm not sure where this Rabbi Shimon is with the sources, right, of food of a mitzora also is not brought. The Nira, the Rabbi Shimon L'Tamei Azal, he quotes the end of the Tosefta, the first parak of the Tosefta in Kalim. He quotes Rabbi Shimon, Kishem Shein Zavon V'Zavos, V'Nidos, V'Yoldos Nechnas L'Harabayas, Kach Mishkavan U'Moshavan. And he quotes, V'Hachanami B'Mitzora, Ochlenu Mashkin Shalosh Nitzmu Mimenu. So he compares, he doesn't have a Beferish. But he compares certain halachas of a zav and a nida, so too, that would be maybe an extension of that, the food and mashkin of a mitzora. And then he quotes, the girsa hasvar mishtalchin shibusha, as we just explained. The girsa of sent out, that's a mistake. Because if Hillel really says, all things are sent out, then even the one case that he says remains in should be sent out. Vlada tuma shenidba bifnim. That also, right? The imkain, abba vlada tuma bifnim yisarif bachus b'yataima. So therefore, he changed the girsa to ein mevian. Okay, so we got through the Mishnah and the Bar Kapara and the Yochanan relating to Tuma Vitara. We have mentioned in the past, Beis Shammai Shita is a Shita that not only we generally do not hold of, but generally it's more rejected than other shitas. The Gemara says elsewhere, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel eina mishnah. He does not even a shitas das yachid to rely on b'di'evet. Sometimes the Gemara says, beginning of Maseches Brachos, kedai Reb Shimon lisbach alav b'shas hatzchak. So what does that mean? So that might mean me'ikar adin, we paskin like the me'ikol shita, but we're machmir l'chadchila, but in a shas hatzchak, you could be me'ikol on the other shita. And sometimes we find b'makom hefsid, b'makom tzorech rabim, we'll find sometimes we could be me'ikol like a certain shita. But like Beis Shammai, we generally never me'ikol. Or machmir. Right, we generally, Beis Shammai Shita is totally rejected. Even in the case of a Beis Shammai, it would be Mekel. We wouldn't paskin like Beis Shammai. The Mefarshim discuss why that would be. Some say he's the only one that there was a baskol that Mamish said their Shita is not held like. Other Shitas, we have rules. Right, the Gemara in Erevin talks about the different rules of who we paskin like in various machlokos. Beis Shammai was the one that was Zocheb, or non-Zocheb, to have the baskol in the Bavli and Erev and Daf Yud Gimel to go out elu ve'elu devir lukim chayim v'alocha k'beis Hillel. That even though elu ve'elu, we pasn like Beis Hillel, and the Gemara talks about the reasons there, because Beis Hillel was makdim divrehem, divre Beis Shammai ledivrehem, maybe another shita, but that's the, even the Beis Shammai might have been sharper, but that's generally it's a rejected shita. The other svara might be dafka, because it's not just one person, so following them might be more dangerous for the national well-being of Klal Yisrael. The Mesillas Yesharim talks about this. The Ramchal writes in the end of the 20th parak, the end of parakhaf in the Mesillas Yesharim, he writes there to protect the Shelo Yasu Kishtei Toros. You know, if you paskin like a Das Yachid, okay, there's not going to be a whole group going like a Das Yachid, but if you're a whole group, Beis Shammai, and he says, right, it doesn't even sound like we're going to change that. Right, there are some Kabbalistic sources that says we're going to pass like Beis Shammai in the future. That's not in the Bavli Yerushalmi anywhere, but I don't think. But there's a Kabbalistic sources, but his lashon is here. Shekemar din ze yishar b'chol tokev la'ad uliyol mi'olamim v'lo yechlash b'shum panim shelo teyase hatorah chas v'shchalila kishtei toros. That's what he says. Forever and ever, it's gonna be like Beis Hillel. V'yalkein l'dasa mishnah azoz yoter. And that what this is in Mishkal Hasidus. This parak. You always have to be, you know, I'm gonna be machmir like Beis Shammai. No. Rabbi Tarfon learned the hard way. Right, the first story in Shas. And the Mishnah is that, I'll just be machmir. What's the big deal? No, he was a misakin atzmo. So it's, we realize one always has to weigh chasidus, whether it's an appropriate, act of, chasidus. That's why the previous paragraph. Nimsi islamid sha'abalis chasid chasidus amiti tzorach lisha yishkol kol maisav lefi hatoldos hanim shachos mehen. Every act, you have to think about the repercussions and the ramifications of every act and every chumrah that I take upon myself. And if not doing the extra act of chasidus, prisha here is what it means. If I don't do the extra act of chasidus, that's going to bring more kiddush Hashem. Then don't do it. Yifrosh v'lo yaseh. Oim ha'maisa echad b'mar iso hu tov. U b'toldosav o b'tzna'av hu ra'a. U maisa acher ra b'mar iso. V'tov b'toldosav. Right? Different acts. Some look positive, some look negative, but the ramifications are the opposite. Go with the one with the ramifications are positive. Ha'koholich achra chitu ma'atolada. She pri ha'maisim b'emes. Ve'in adar misurim elu olev maven v'seichal nachon. Ki yi efshar levar ha'pratev she'in lahem keitz. So we have to think very hard. That earlier in that parak, that's where he gave the two examples of those who thought they were doing a big mitzvah and they really were obviously doing a tremendous avera. His two examples were one from Torah Shabbat, one Torah Shabbat Peh. Gedalia ben Achikam, right? Gedalia ben Achikam, who the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, thought that he was being down lekav schus. You know, they told him that Yishmael is going to try to assassinate you, and he's on lekav schus. What do you mean it's a mitzvah? I know. No, so Gemara says that Gora faulted him a little bit for his own death, right? Obviously not. Yishmael murdered him. But he was faulted because he should have been choshed a little bit. He should have been protective, and that's he thought he was doing a mitzvah. He was doing a mitzvah. Number one. Number two, Gemara Maseches Gittin Zachariah ben Afkulis. That's the other example the Masil Sharam gives, that he thought he was doing a big, he was being a big tzaddik by saying that you can't accept the carbon that Bar Kamsa is bringing from the Caesar, because people are going to say that you can bring about mum. People are going to say that about bringing about mum yichayv miso, all the different chashos, and that was one of the factors that led to the churban. And the Gemara has the mysterious ending that his anvesanuso shows chayv ben afkulis was machriv the Beis HaMikdash. So is the Gemara incriminating him, or is the Gemara praising him? That's not 100% clear from the Gemara. The Masil Sharam says it's an incrimination. Right, it was wrong because he thought he was doing a mitzvah and actually was not. Actually was not. In that case, there's a road day for whatever it is, and Bar Kamsa should have been taken care of. Okay. Good. We could also talk about chilukim between Daraisas and Rabbanans. Maybe we will. Let's just do a little more and then we'll come back, because this Gemara is all about the chiluk bar kapara and Yochanan, Badinim the Tuma Daraisa, Tuma Darabanan. But let's continue for now and then maybe we'll have time. Says the Mishnah. Evarei Hatamid, the last Mishnah here in Masechah Shkalim. Evarei Hatamid, what is this Mishnah doing here? Or what is this Mishnah talking about first? It's talking about this Mishnah sounds like it belongs in Masechah's Tamid. Right? It's all about the Avoda in the Mikdash. So let's read the Mishnah and then we'll talk about what it's doing here. Evarei Hatamid nitani michatzi kevesh lamata b'mayrev, when the carbon Tamid is shechted in the mornings, right? So Karbet Tamid is Kadshei Kachim, is shechted on the north side of the Azara. And after it's shechted, so they cut up the pieces and then they bring it up to the Mizbeach because they're going to burn the whole thing. Right? That's the Karbet Ola. So an Ola's Tamid. So the Evarim, where the Kohanim are, they have a whole Hagrala, a whole lottery in the morning. Whoever wins, they go up. And then they don't bring it all the way up the ramp right away. They go up halfway or so and then leave it on the ramp. And then they run to say Kriya Shema. They run to Daven a little bit and then they'll come back. Machlokas and Masechas Yuma, whether the same Kohanim come and pick it up and finish the job or others. So Ivari Tamid Nitanim, Yechati Kevesh Lamata B'mayrev. The Ivarim, the limbs of the Karbet Tamid, are put on the west side, the lower and west side of the ramp. The ramp is on the south side of the Mizbeach, going from south to north. So when the Kohanim go up, they go up a little bit and leave it on the left, leave it on the west side, the Ivarim, in that spot. That's the carbon tumid limbs. Shel Musafin. Everybody knows, you know, exactly, I guess the Bizman of Mikdash, that those are, they knew where the meat was, they could tell which carbon that was from. The Shel Musafin itan mechatzik avish lamata b'mizrach. If it was a day with a carbon musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, day with a carbon musaf, so then you'd put it on the east side of the ramp. The east side of the ramp on the side, mechatzik avish lamata, again, the lower part of the ramp on the east side. Shall Rosh Chodesh, other carbonous musaf, because now we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Beferish. Shall Rosh Chodesh, that's the carbon musaf of a yantif, let's say. Shall Rosh Chodeshim, right, or Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Titar al Karkov, Mizeach Lamalan. And the Rosh Chodesh limbs go all the way up. The Karkov, we'll see what the Karkov is somewhere on top of the Mizbeach. And we'll see why, because we want to publicize that it's Rosh Chodesh. We want to publicize. That goes all the way up. I guess Shabbos and Yantif, everybody knows it's Shabbos and Yantif. But Rosh Chodesh, we want to publicize. We want to remember maybe against the Tztukim that they were trying to mess up when Rosh Chodesh was. It shows the power of Am Yisrael. So the Tamid, the Evari Tamid go on the lower west side. The Evari Musaf go on the lower east side. And the Evarim of the Rosh Chodesh, the lowest Rosh Chodesh goes on top. Stop there for a moment. What is this doing here? What does this Mishnah have anything to do with Maseches Shkalim? So the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah is bothered by this. Different suggestions given. Nothing is clear. Nothing is clear of what it is. But says the Tiferes Yisrael, Lo zachisi leida ech shayach hachdina hacha she'en lo hemshech lo lamala v'lo lamata. Nothing before, nothing after. V'tvei havi shayach lemisnei Maseches Tamid. V'akadosh Baruch Hu ya'ir einenu b'sisrei or toraso. I hope Hashem helps me out one day to try to understand this. The Efshar, and he said, maybe Hashem opened his eyes. The Efshar, he says, it's possible, Dinaktina and Agav Hach, the Tani Lael, Sof Mishnah Tes, Dalid. The end of Mishnah Dalid said earlier that we spread out the new parochas in order to publicize so everybody can see the beauty, to publicize. So too here, we're putting the Rosh Chodesh limbs on top to publicize so everybody knows it's Rosh Chodesh. So maybe that's his suggestion of a connection. Kedela Farsim. K'tila Farsim. It was K'tila Farsim before the beauty of the curtain, and here K'tila Farsim, that is Rosh Chodesh. That's his suggestion. K'tila Farsim, Yofi Shem Malachta, Nakanami Halashmin and Besefa, the very Musa Rosh Chodesh, Benachal HaKarkov, Gamri, the Farsim, Sher Rosh Chodesh, Hayom. That is the Tiferes Yisrael's suggestion. I saw in the back the Halacha Lamoshe. Halacha Lamoshe has another suggestion. What is this doing here? Lachora, to me, am I in Yisrael? Come and sacrifice Shkalim. Does that have a missing sacrifice? Tumid. V'ulai Avshalomar. The Koya de Lael. It's going on earlier, way earlier. Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. What did Perek Gimel Halacha Beis go? They had, remember the different kupos that we had, and they were labeled Aleph Beis Gimel or Alpha Beta Gamma, right? The different language. But why were they labeled? Because you got to go in order. You got to take the Aleph before the Beis, and you got to take the Beis before the Gimel. Mishum de Mitzvah Barishon. So too, Tosfos Yontif says Mitzvah Likach Karbanas Bimenu Tchila. Vimkin Koshkin Bahani Evarim De Tamid V'Shal Musav N'V'Shal Rosh Chodesh. What if it's all the same day? The Kaimalan Kol Atadur Mechaveiro Kodem. Sometimes sometimes you have all the limbs sitting there on top of the ramp. V'Al Karchach Tzorch Lahakdim Shal Tamid Lifnei Shal Musafin V'Shal Musafin Lifnei Shal Rosh Chodesh V'Chulu. So he continues, says, maybe over there, the order's important. That's maybe the connection, right? Just like there, Aleph Beis Gimel, order's important, so to here, whatever the limbs that you put there first, Aleph Beis Gimel, that's the order. So that's going way back on, five prakim ago. Trying to, somewhere in this Masechta, what this has to do with. The Tiferes Yisrael, at least, is on this Mishnah. Okay, we continue. Second half of the Mishnah. Ashkalim ba bikurim, eden ogim el b'fadei abayis. We don't give machzor shekel, right? This part has to do with obviously our masechta. No machzor shekel bezman hazeh, right? We don't need karbanas bezman hazeh. We don't need temple upkeep. So no shkalim bezman hazeh. Va'bikurim, we don't give bikurim bezman hazeh. In our b'fnei abayis, why not? Bikurim have to be eaten in the Yerushalayim, and you can't eat it bezman hazeh. And we're all tamei, so therefore we don't do it. And we can skip bikurim. Why? Because bikurim is the only one that does not create tevel if you don't take it. Right? You can't say nowadays, oh, Trumas and Maisos, we're not doing. No. If you don't take off Trumas and Maisos, you can't eat your food. Right? It's Tevel. Bikurim, not taking Bikurim does not create Tevel. You just don't go and label it. If I label it, then it has the status of Truma and Chala. But if I don't label it, then I don't label it. So nowadays we don't go out and say, Zeh, Hari Zeh Truma. And therefore, we just skip it. We skip that one. Bizman Hazeh, it's only Bizman Abayas. Remember we had recorded a long time ago, it hasn't been for a while, the 2 days in Tosfos and Masechet Baba Basra. Whether Bikurim is really a mitzvah hatuliyah ba'aretz. The Gemara is a hava mina, that maybe it's compared to basar b'chalav. It's in the same pasuk, osvasha gadiba chalev imo. And it's reflective of something different. Bikurim is the only thing that you mark off before things grow. Everything else is a hafrash that you do afterwards. Trumas and maisras, it's afterwards. But Bikurim is before it grows. So you see it's already somewhat different. So Bikurim is different and it doesn't create Tevel. So you see we discussed a lot of that in Maseches Bikurim. So Shkolim Bikurim, you don't do Bizman Hazeh. Av a Maiser Dagon, a Maiser Behema, u'Bechoros, right, but the Maiseris and Bechoros, the firstborn kosher animal of a Seh, Noagim Bebe Fnei Bayis, Vein Shlomo Fnei Bayis, right, Bechoros are Noeg even Bizman Hazeh. Bechor Behema Tahora is Noeg even Bizman Hazeh. Bechor Behema Tamea, the Chamor. Petach Hamar, those are mitzvahs that are noig bizman hazeh. Petach Hamar, there's no problem. You have a firstborn donkey, switch it with a sheep and give it to the Kohen. There's no kedusha there. The problem is by a b'chor, right? B'chor. So this goes back already many years, right? Tosfos discusses 900 years ago that we don't want firstborns walking around though. We don't want firstborns b'chorahs walking around. So that's why we do what we can. Tosfos b'chorahs daf gimel mabez discusses what do? We try to do something to make sure that the b'chor does not get kedusha. So either way, Tosfos has 2 days here, whether we sell a percentage of the mother and to a guy, and bialus of a guy is mafkia the kedusha, or we sell a percentage of the ubar, right? And that gets into the whole sugya. Tosfos gets into a davar shelo bala olam. If the baby's not born yet, you know, maybe you can be makne a portion of the baby. So that's different days in long Tosfos in Bechoros. Gimel Mabez, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Yerodea Shinchaf, that Tosfos is quoted. Okay, hamakdash shkolam bebikurim. What if somebody's makdash shkolam bebikurim bezman hazeh? They weren't supposed to. What if they did? Harezeh shkol. This is for shkolam. Or the harezeh kodesh. Tanakama says it's kodesh, right? It's kodesh. Reb Shimon omer haomer bikurim kodesh ain't a kodesh. Reb Shimon says no, bikurim is not kodesh bezman hazeh. We'll have to see why, and we'll have to see what Reb Shimon says about shkolam. Ezu karkov mizbeach. What's the karkov? that we say that the Rosh Chodesh limbs are put on the Karakov. Ama ben Karen LeKaren Makam Hilach Ragli HaKohanim. It's put on top, Pashup Shot. We know there are four corners on the top of the Mizbeach, but the area between those four corners around, somewhere near or where the Kohanim walk, right? Because the Kohanim don't walk in the middle, that's where the fires are. So they walk around. So really on the edges, that's where it is, done. Musaf Shabbos and Musaf Rosh Chodesh Mikodem. So the Musaf of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, which comes first? Rabbi Yirmiya Savar, Meimer, Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Musaf Rosh Chodesh Kodmin. Musaf Rosh Chodesh comes first. Why? Chayil Rabbi Yirmiya Min Adah, because we know from the following. Shir Shal Shabbos, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shir Shal Rosh Chodesh Kodem. The Levim sing the Shir of Rosh Chodesh first. So just like they sing the song of Rosh Chodesh first, so too the Musaf. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Shani Taman. No, there's a big difference. You only sing the Shir of Rosh Chodesh first for a specific reason. That's just to publicize this Rosh Chodesh, right? But who says that you should be makriv it first, right? Maybe sing first, but maybe not makriv it first. So that's why you don't do that. Skip the next ketzad, because that's, we're going to flip the next two lines. Baram hacha, second to last line. But here, musve Shabbos, the musve Rosh Chodesh, musve Shabbos kodman. But the musve Rosh Chodesh comes earlier. Why? Al shem kala tadir mechadir, kodem es chadiru. Because tadir v'sheino tadir. Right? That's why the Shabbos comes before Rosh Chodesh, because tadir v'sheino tadir. And therefore, what do you do? Now go back to the line that we skipped. We put it in here. Ketzad ayose, shochein musve Shabbos, v'omer alein, shira shor Rosh Chodesh. You shecht the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, but then you could sing the Rosh Chodesh before the Shabbos, because you want to be mafarsim. So you get both. You get the tadir, and you get the, piersum of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we'll stop here. By the time next time, we will finish up and Mesayim Masechta Shkalim.